95.3 The Bull. Good morning. I'm Steve Summers.
And I'm Ryan Sartori.
So you may have noticed if you drive by Sinisippi Park that Symbol is completed. The painting project is done. And you were down there last week.
Yeah, last Monday we went and I had noticed that the painting project was done or very close to being done. And so I thought it important to show everybody Symbol's brand new fresh coat of paint. And while there, I met some pretty interesting people, specifically the people who painted Symbol. And the lady who did that is with us now, Brooke Larson.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Right into that microphone. Pull that thing closer to you there. So you work for which company again?
Painting for You.
All right. So how does it feel to paint the most iconic Rockford image that we own?
It's an honor. Yeah. That's for sure.
Did you think that every morning when you walked in, or did you cuss every day walking and going, why am I on this job?
Sometimes. I mean, it was stressful. That's for sure.
The last time it was painted, I understand, was what, 2002? Mm-hmm. So that would have been 21 years ago.
So it was in desperate need of it.
Yeah, it was faded a lot.
So when you go into a job like this and you know that you're working on something that is so public and so central to so many people here in the state line, you know what's important. How do you prep for that? What's your process like going into that as a painter?
Well, with it being such a big thing in Rockford, I keep my head on straight, first of all. So I'm knowing that people are going to be watching and asking questions and walking up to us. So just try and focus on the job for sure, but move as quickly as I can at the same time.
So did you paint it by hand or with an airbrush?
We use a sprayer.
A sprayer.
So when we were going through originally priming it, we were using a little whizzy sleeve and spot priming, and then I came back with the sprayer.
How many gallons of whatever color? What was the color?
It was Liberman Red, and we used probably over 30 gallons.
Whoa. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, and then I think the other crazy thing too is like there's so many different like shapes, and it's what, 47 feet tall, yeah. And like trying to like manage your way around that. It's not like painting a square room, you know what I mean?
It was difficult to move the lift in and out of all the spaces.
Yeah. Has to be.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing the math on 30 gallons of paint, how much it would cost to paint if I were to do it myself. It's about $1,500 just for the paint, yeah. Not the primer or the brushes or anything else, or air machines or anything else like that. So has it always been red? You scraped. I saw you grinding. You did a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I saw some green in there, but red has been the main color.
Now, hold on. We got to talk about that for a second. Green on Symbol?
Lime green.
Really?
Was that a St. Patrick's Day gag? Wouldn't it be that? We're going to paint the Symbol green for St. Patrick's Day.
I've seen some chips of paint, and I'm like, what is that? I got to look at it, and it was all over the place. So, I mean, it was green.
Green? I don't
Steve,
remember
were you here when Symbol was put in?
It was already here, I believe, when I moved to Rockford in 1981, but it has moved a couple of times. It was downtown on the main mall right where District is.
Okay.
That used to be a closed off mall with pavers and you couldn't drive across there, and they had the big Symbol there. So when you came over State Street Bridge, there was a Symbol right smack at the other side of the river.
Wow. Okay.
And then somebody said, we got to move that, make more traffic for business. So then they moved it to Sinisippi Bike Path where it is now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It looked bigger downtown than does at Sinisippi. Just saying. Right?
Yeah. I would imagine that it would. I think another cool storyline from all of this is that we're learning that, Brooke, you are the first woman to ever paint Symbol, which is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and you said that it's been 21 years or so since the last coat has gone on.
Right.
But it's about every 10 years or so that Symbol gets a coat. So, I mean, there's been plenty of people that have painted it. You're the first woman to do it.
There's not a lot of women painters.
Yeah. Does that mean anything to you? Is
it
there
does.
A lot of value in that for you?
Yeah. And I came from a family of painters. So just to be the first girl is cool.
I bet.
Did you get to sign the bottom of Symbol with your autograph?
No, but I know it was me, so.
That's all that matters. Yeah. So now everybody else knows that it was you too, right?
So now it's like there's something about an accomplishment being a former carpenter that when you drive by something you built, you're like, I built that!
Yes, or I now did you're that.
Gonna, I painted that!
Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing that months before I started too. I was like, I'm going to paint that!
That is so cool. Well, thank you so much. And well, why will we have you here, Brooke? Can you give us an estimate on painting our hallways, maybe, in the building? I'm just thinking.
Not out loud.
I do have a final question. I think that it's super cool that we don't call it the Symbol or a Symbol. We call it Symbol, right? Mm-hmm. Which makes it almost feel like it's going to get up, walk around, and possibly talk to you. Did it whisper any secrets to you as you were painting it?
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Did you talk to it?
A lot. Yeah.
And never nice things.
Yeah.
Well, Brooke Larson, it's been such an honor to meet you. Congratulations on painting Symbol.
Thank you.
That's so neat. So cool. I'm going to drive by and take a look at it again now just because I know you now. So.